and in several days of serious clashes. For the final item in the programme, here's Murray.
In a few minutes' time, a chapter will close in the history of the BBC World Service when, at the end of this programme, our shortwave transmitters at Daventry in the English Midlands will be shut down. Programmes have been beamed abroad from the site for more than 60 years, beginning, as Simon Wilson reports, with the very first transmission of what was then called the BBC's Empire Service in 1932.
This is London calling. London calling the Australasian zone through GSD, 11,750 kilocycles.
The new service was the brainchild of the BBC's then Director General, Sir John Rees, and in that first broadcast, he reminded listeners that the medium was still in its infancy.
The programmes will neither be very interesting nor very good.
During the Second World War, coded signals were broadcast from Daventry to the French resistance. And it's perhaps ironic that it's the ending of the Cold War which has prompted the site's ultimate demise. The Voice of America network is scaling down its broadcasts in Europe, and that's allowed the BBC to transfer its World Service transmissions to a more modern station in Shropshire. For Bert Gallon, the BBC's chief engineer of transmissions, the financial savings of the move make the decision to close Daventry clear-cut. But, he says, it wasn't an easy thing to do.
We have been here for nearly 70 years. Virtually all of the major developments in transmissions, certainly on radio in the 1920s, the 30s and the 40s, you know, took place here. So it is sad. We see it as an end of, very much the end of an era.
For many local families, though, there is immense sadness at the decision. For them, the huge aerials which overshadow the town have long been far more than just a local landmark. Bill Bird's father and grandfather both worked there, and he himself is among the longest-serving members of the current staff.
Years ago, Dumpty was very, once a big, and work was a job to come by. We had lots of different relations with the family work in 30 years, and it's a sad time, really. It's most peculiar when the mast finally taken down. It's most peculiar then, I think.
Bill Baird sending that report by Simon Wilson, and also this edition of News Desk at the end of an era at the BBC's Daventry transmitter.
Well, if you can stay with us in about half a minute from now on the BBC World Service at 11:30, we have the Ken Bruce Show. That's followed by a news summary at 12 hours Greenwich Mean Time in half an hour from now. And then at 1 minute past 12, our play of the week is Letters Alone. It's been written by Jack Clark. Play of the week is at 1 minute past 12 Greenwich Mean Time. But now, in the last seconds of Daventry Shortwave Station's existence, we'd like to thank all the BBC engineers and those of the Marconi Company who've contributed to 67 years of broadcasting history. You're listening to the BBC World Service. Hungary is seen by many as an East European success story. Western businessmen have found it easier to trade in Budapest than in other East European capitals. So what are Hungary's secret?